When the police kill a black person and there's footage of the violence, what happens next is sadly almost routine. With the death of Tyree Nichols in Memphis, the public was made aware of the video. Nichols' name became a symbol, and politicians condemned the brutal police beating. It's a system that can strip the victims of humanity. Washington Post columnist Karen Atiyah has been writing about the harm this process causes. Karen, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me.
You argue that these videos of Tyree Nichols, of George Floyd, so many videos stretching back to the beating of Rodney King in Los Angeles, are desensitizing black death and maybe doing more harm than good. In what ways are they desensitizing exactly?
We are in a situation almost 3 years after the George Floyd murder and the global outrage and anger and protests over that, where I think, and I've been seeing especially black people asking ourselves, should we even continue to watch and share these videos if it seems like reform isn't happening? These things keep happening. Each time there is an incident and a video, we're prepped for it as if it's going to be the next blockbuster release, right? The media braces itself. The cities brace themselves for the possibility of another spectacle of outrage and anger. All of that trauma and all of that anger is relived, and yet nothing changes. And to me, I just started to ask, at what point is this just becoming a spectacle without producing justice? Are we becoming, and I would say both black and non-black people, white people, becoming just used to and normalizing the spectacle of black death?
Reform is slow, if non-existent, but you're not saying that these videos don't have value, right? I mean, they can result in legal consequences for officers and alternate forms of policing. I mean, without them, Derek Chauvin would not have been charged and convicted of murdering George Floyd.
Absolutely. You know, and I wrote that particularly for legal consequences and legal evidence, they are extremely important for pursuing individual accountability of officers. However, the protests have largely been about how do we reform a system in which it is permissible for police officers to engage in behavior that takes the lives of people and disproportionately black people and black men. And of course, yes, it raises awareness, I would say, particularly with white people. And it leads people to think and to question and hopefully, yes, to take action at the local and state levels. Again, however, how much black death do we need to consume and to share for white education, awareness, and progress?
In fact, you write that black suffering has become, quote, an industrial complex of its own. In what ways, Karen, can you explain that?
In a lot of ways, black suffering always has been a part of the industrial complex of this country. So fast forward to today, and we have a situation where we are seeing basically what amounts to public lynchings of black people at the hands of the police. And these videos are circulated, are viewed millions of times, are generating page views and clicks and, frankly, revenue and attention, all of which are valuable resources based on the spectacle of black death. And so that's what I'm talking about. How do we think about and interrupt the industry around the spectacle of black people dying in public at the hands of the state?
And so what should we change in the way the media covers these horrific tragedies?
On one hand, you have people who will say, well, we can't hide our heads in the sand. We need to see the reality of the horrible aspects of policing culture, of, you know, anti-blackness in America. And again, there is some merit to that. But I think, you know, as the media, we should at least apply some of the standards that we have for dignity of victims that we do to white people, to, you know, other groups of people, that we do to black folk. We do handle sensitive content around dead people from mass shootings or our soldiers who die from war. I know for a fact that we handle that with a lot of sensitivity and often do not show their final moments. So why can that not be applied to Black people who are dying in the street at the hands of police?
That's Karen Atiyah, a columnist for The Washington Post. Karen, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.